of all the things that we can do to call the Lord. The holy name is the most important. It's everything for us. It's everything. It's the beginning, the middle, and the end. It's the all in all. It's everything. We chant mantras, Purusha Shukta, different Vedic mantras or things are chanted. Tulsi is offered. But really, the Lord comes in Kali Yuga, where His name is being chanted. If you want God to live in your house, then chant His holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, 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 Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. But turn off the machinery. It's not a mechanical process. Give your heart to Krishna. When we give our heart to Krishna, Sridhar Maharaj used to say, the mathematics vanishes. We count rounds. We offer our teak and go, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. You might say, wait, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 3. We count, count, count. Even counting our beads, which is a very important thing. He said, even that mathematics may vanish. Give your heart to Krishna. Invite Krishna to your heart. Let Him arrive and conquer all. Keep no quarter reserved for yourself. Nothing. Nothing for yourself. Give everything to Krishna. Then He'll live eternally in your heart. And wherever you chant His name, He'll be present. What did I say we had to give up? The mechanics. It's not the machinery. Of course, by any hook and crook, as was said this morning, if we get anybody to chant, even Wako Rama, you know, even, you know, Pizzo Rama may have some benefit. Oh, Rama, Rama. Someone's sitting at a restaurant, Pizzo Rama, right? Forget the pizza, but the Rama gives you something, some benefit, right? So, that's general benefit. Give to all, give to all. Oh, Hare Krishna, throw a rock at them. Well, one day they'll come in and throw the flowers. Because they said, Hare Krishna, Rama. One day they'll come back. This will come to them in some unforeseen way that is called agyata sukriti. It will attach to them. Papa, sin, for as much as you do, it's temporary. The worst of sinners, Jagai, Madai, Ravana, these people, they moved on. Sin and the reaction of pop is temporary. It may cause you to go to hell for millions of lifetimes, but eventually you get out of hell and you go to Swarga. You go to Swarga, punya, punya. That also is temporary. If you do enough punya, you go to Swarga Loka. You're in heaven. But after some time, you come back. Bank balance finished. Kicked out. But seva, Bhagavan seva, bhakti yoga, what you have is never lost. It can never be taken away from you. It simply goes on increasing. And it can find you and save you no matter how far you go in the darkness of this world. Bhakti, devotion, can come and rescue you. Nothing else. Nothing else can rescue you, ultimately. And what is the biggest fear in life is death. There is no fool who is not afraid of death. As they try to be strong soldiers, as they used to say, there are no atheists in the foxholes. But Krishna Nam, Krishna, can free you, make you abhaya, free from the fear of death. No fear. Loss. We fear loss. We fear so many things in this world. We feel being forgotten. We fear being left alone. All these things. We have to have counseling. We have to have psychiatry. We have to go to therapies. Even in India, all these stressed out IT students, teachers, whatever they are, workers, engineers, they're all stress management oriented. Stress, stress, stress. There was no stress in India 30 years ago. There was no stress management. What did you tell that man, Mukunda? He came to your thing and he gave this whole thing about stress. He said, whoever's in stress, raise your hand. So everybody in his company, engineers, they all raised their hand. Mukunda just sat there. And he said, you're not in stress? No, I chant Hare Krishna. Something you told him like that. Devotion. I dedicate my life. Not, what stress? No stress. That's the ultimate stress release. We'll save you from everything. Krishna Nam. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says Krishna Nam is our mother, our father, our brother. What? It's my mother, it's my father, it's my brother. He's trying to emphasize it is everything. It's everything you ever wanted. It's everything you ever looked for. It cannot be overstressed. Everything else in the world is dust. Huh? Dust and ashes. Only Krishna Nam is reality. Krishna Nam is everything. And then a little Mahaprasad, Sadhu Sangha. Few things coming to help us. Huh? Where we'll find Krishna Nam anyway? Top of the Himalayas, I've been there many times. You look out towards those beautiful mountains and there's not a sound. Nothing. Nothing. You've got to come down into the society of devotees. Come on the bank of the Ganges in a place called Navadvip. As you approach the riverbank, you start hearing this sound. This sound. You get up to the riverbank and you hear the holy name of Krishna moving across the water from different temples, people on the boats and things. You don't go to the Himalayas to find Krishna Nam. You go to where the devotees are. It's the whole purpose of opening a temple, be it a 50 crore temple or a village temple. The whole purpose of any temple is simply to make a place where people can come and get Krishna Nam, to hear and chant the name of Krishna, and then to offer some service. Service is the next most important thing. You cannot simply stay at home, even with your guru's photo, even with Shaligram. Simply stay at home and get the full benefit of Krishna Nam. Where's the surrender staying at home? There's no surrender. I want to eat paratas, so I cook and offer paratas to Krishna. Huh? What's surrender? There's no surrender there. I want sweet rice, I cook sweet rice and I offer to Krishna. Huh? Oh, okay. In your home, you should do that. But in the temple, we don't cook what we want. We cook what Krishna wants. It's a different thing. It's different. It's very, very different. Mostly in the home, it's difficult to get up at 4 o'clock, 4:30 in the morning, isn't it? There are so many reasons why. But when you live in the temple, the bells start going off very early. People are getting up as early as 3 o'clock, going to the cow shed, doing seva in Krishna's goshala. And it doesn't stop. It doesn't stop. When you go home, there's a gap, you see. But when you're in the ashram, you come, you stay the weekend, you stay a week, or you live here, it's non-stop. It never stops. It just goes, oh, there's another offering, and another offering, and another offering, and cleaning, and cleaning, and sweeping, and mopping, and serving, and doing all these things. It's non-stop. And that's what we want. We want to come to non-stop 24 hours. Our Guru Maharaj used to say 24 hours. He would like, give some Bob 24 hours devotion. That is this Astakaliya Leela. 24 hour engagement. It begins here. 24 hour engagement in the service of the Lord. That's what we want. It is not a few rounds and tuck them into the bag, then turn on CNN News, then turn on the latest Raj Kumar movie, whatever. See? I got you. We fight those things, don't we? But the more we become attached to the holy name of Krishna and the devotees and the prasad, then all these things, the greatest films that have ever been made, the greatest singer, all these things, they just don't appeal anymore. They just go and they leave you alone. These things, which we think we like, which are so good, they are eating our hearts. They're eating us. They're cracking our heads. But we think we like those things. Huh? And we put our money for that and time and everything. But when we become attached to Krishna's name, we come away from those things. We realize these things cannot do anything for me. They're no good to me. They're no good to me. They're no good to anybody. I recently opened a little ashram over there on the coast in Mulki, some of you know. Right? We're very much on the seashore and the river, and very nice place. And it is so quiet in that village. From our ashram, I can see 15 or 20 houses. Some of them are very close to our ashram. I mean, they're just like 30 yards away. And in the evening, around 6 o'clock, everybody just goes in their house. And that's it. It's just so quiet. And we're amazing. Gee, it's so quiet over here. It's a village. It's so quiet. Then one day I realized there's this black wire going through the coconut trees, you see. This black wire goes to every house. And one day I'm kind of peeping Tom. I'm looking over at this house and there's this flickering going on inside. You know, this light's kind of jumping. Then I realized, they're watching TV. That's why it's so quiet. So I thought, okay, let them watch TV. At least they're quiet. You know? But I remember a time, and any older person here can know the day when there was never a TV in India. TV is a recent thing. I remember the first ones in Vrindavan. I wanted to throw rocks at these things. And you go on top of Vrindavan, and it's a jungle of, you know, television antennas and now satellite dish probably, right? It's everywhere, and black cables going, right? One of the worst things for your children is to throw them in front of that brainless machine and just be fed. Huh? There was a guy, H.G. Wells. What was I telling you? Was it H.G. Wells? Yeah. He wrote a thing called 1984, Big Brother is Watching.
George Orwell.
George Orwell. He wrote a thing long time, 1984, and he predicted that there would be a television in every room, in every building, everywhere you go, and there'd be a guy, and he'd be watching you, what you were doing. And in this movie, people were sneaking around because the TV was watching them, right? He almost had it exactly. The TV is not watching you. It's telling you what to eat, what to dress, what to think, what morality, except it's programming you. You know, eat chicken, eat chicken, eat chicken. They got songs and this and that. Drink booze, drink knockouts, smoke scissors, smoke scissors, smoke scissors. You're not even watching it. You're just sitting eating. And that sound is entering your head. And you wonder why, when you went to college, you tried smoking. Of course you tried smoking. Of course your children will try smoking. They will do all these things because they're being programmed. Just like you boys, you young men, you program computers. You yourselves are being programmed. So you support DavaVision. We'll make good Krishna conscious video programs. In any situation, I always stress this. Reject these bogies. These cheaters, bogus bhagavans, reject them and fight against the Maya. If you don't recognize the Maya and fight against it, then one day it's going to tear the door off the doorway to your house and create a hell for you. Sri Jagannath Swami ki jai. I'm not trying to scare anybody. I'm just trying to get a little extra commitment here for Jagannath. That we should think, yes, Jagannath, I'm giving up all these things. Huh? Let me chant your name. Let me be with your devotees. That's all.